White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
And we are back here in the post-game show brought to you by NAEC and Next.
That's right. You're listening to NAEC Next post-game show. North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's most convenient payment method is automatic bank draft. Enrolling is free and ensures the bill is paid on time each month and eliminates the cost of a stamp and a lobby visit or a trip through the drive-thru. Call 870-425-2141 or stop by NAEC's office to enroll in bank draft. We do appreciate them sponsoring our post-game show. Guys, that is not how we wanted the cookie to crumble, but nonetheless, we're on to playoffs next week.
That's right. So playoff looks like we are going to be the 3 seed. We know that is set. Greenwood is going to be the 1 seed in the West. The 2 seed is going to be Shiloh Christian if they hold on to their score, which they were up pretty big in their game. Lake Hamilton, Russellville game, the winner of that will be the 4 seed. The other will be the 5 seed. And the 6 seed is going to be Van Buren there.
Be interesting to see how all that shakes out around the state tonight as, you know, find out where we're going to be, what's going to be going on, who's going to be coming to our house to play. So looking forward to that. We'll be ready for whoever shows up at our doorstep, though. I promise you that.
We just got to update. Deacon hit us here. He said 42-36 El Dorado. El Dorado is leading Sheridan in the third, you said, Deacon? Yep. So they're leading it in the third. If that game holds true, as it is, El Dorado will be the 4. Jonesboro, do we know the Jonesboro score, Deacon? You got it on you? If Jonesboro wins, they'll be the 5, and Sheridan will be the 6. So if that holds true, Sheridan will come to Mountain Home. They will play that first-round game. Mountain Home will then, they win that game, go to, it looks like, Catholic, maybe, if that holds true right now. Catholic is up, but it's like a football or like a baseball score. It's like 7-6 or something in the, at one point we saw that game. I don't remember who they were playing, but it, they will do that. So since Marion lost, Catholic's the 2 no matter what. Okay, thanks, Deacon. So it's 56 now to 36 El Dorado. So it does look like Sheridan has fallen behind in that one. But that's the way it looks. Guys, here's what it boils down to. Mountain Home's hosting the state playoff game.
That's right.
Hasn't happened in a long time. Come to Mountain Home Bomber Stadium next Friday night. Support this team. Come in here and let's make it like the Harrison game was last year.
We got to pack that place out. Guys, playoff football is a different type of football because there's a lot of teams around the state not playing. So where are they coming? They're coming to watch. If they want to watch a football game, they got to come to Mountain Home Friday night. So we got to pack that stadium. If you can't make it, if you're traveling or something, you can lock in with us and listen on 101.7 on the radio, or you can stream it on YouTube, Bomber Sports Network on YouTube. Guys, we got to get behind these boys. They can go deep in the playoffs and have just a cherry on top of this fantastic season, but it starts with you, the fans. You got to come out and support them.
Yeah, I want to see a packed house when we play next Friday. And I want it to be so loud in there that we have trouble taking care of a broadcast. I want everybody to be raucous, to be into the game, and that all parties, if you're listening to this, you show up ready to cheer on these Bombers, because when you have a home stadium like that, it's good. It's good for 7 points. It's good for a turnover. It's good for hard to get third down. So we really need the support of our community.
Now, one thing that will be a little bit different in the state playoffs, you have to buy your tickets online. Mountain Home Bomber Football social medias will send out something. We may try to send out something through the school. I don't know if we can do that. We'll definitely send out something through the app. Can we do that, Deacon, through the app?
You won't be able to just show up with cash and play
you
at
buy
the game.
Online,
you won't be able to do that for the playoffs. It's a different thing.
Triple A. Yep.
That's right. You got to pay online. You don't know. You don't have a credit card or a card. Find somebody that does. They'll help you out. But yeah, that you got to buy them online.
You got to buy them online to come in there. But that is one thing that you will see. We will send all that out, I'm sure, once KTLO Classic Hits 101.7 gets that information. They'll put it out on their social media page. Guys, we want Bomber Stadium packed. Tell you what, we're going to take one quick break. We'll be back to wrap up some stats and put a bow on this, and then we're heading north east, boys.
track.
You're listening to Bomber Hit Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on Bomber Sports Network.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Welcome back, Hog fans, for more scratching action from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. This is looking like a good one.
First appearance of the dime we've seen all season, Tom.
The luck is thick in here tonight. After all that scratching, she's a winner!
The Arkansas Scholarship Lottery. Every day's a chance to win big. Pick up a ticket today. This is winning. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
And we're back here as we got a drum solo in the break from Tobias.
I'm here all night.
He did a great job.
He did. It was awesome.
Yeah. Call me Ringo Starr. It's on his Folger in my cup right here, boys. It keeps me hammered.
So Mountain Home does lose this game 42-0. As of now, we don't know our matchup next week, but we do know we will be at home. Show up. Barkley, you got some stats for us on this game.
I do. Final score 42-0. Greenwood beat the Bombers tonight. Let's hit on some positives. Two penalties for your Bombers, six on Greenwood. Rushing attempts 53 for 176 yards, three yards a touch. Passing attempts, we had eight of those, one completion for 10 yards. We had one turnover, that lone interception, and we turned green over once, a few punts. All in all, four different guys touched the ball running the rock. So offensively, some of the same scenario, but I got a feeling we're going to get a little bit different taste next week, Tobias. I think someone may be coming back.
They're definitely looking at it. I mean, that would be a big staple to have Brantley Phillips in the playoffs. You know, that big arm that he brings definitely gives you some more versatility there on your offense.
And I think if it is Sheridan, guys, you're going to be facing the defense that is not as, obviously not as strong as what you saw tonight. But it is going to be a little bit different. So hopefully get that running game going and kind of get all things well next week. But, hey, we're just in the home playoff game. Bombers are 8-2 on the season. If you had told me we'd have taken that at the first of the year, we'd have said, let's go. We'll never play a game, and we'll bring in a home playoff game.
That's right. We're going to have some fun stuff for you this week. We're going to have some behind-the-scenes stuff that we're going to be trying to do. Brad, yeah, I haven't told you about this yet. This will be awesome. So I have the old school chain gang, which is Dick House and Rocky Fertizzi and Bubba, and we're going to try to sit down with them and our current chain gang and, you know, just hash out some old stories.
That'd be nice.
Yeah, just something fun. I mean, we just kind of met up with those guys, and we just started talking. I was like, man, we got to capture these stories. So we're going to maybe see some of that. So watch social media this week. We may try to put some stuff out like that. But it's playoff week, baby. It is playoff week, and that is just a whole different caliber of football. So I'm excited, guys. Whoever shows up, we'll take them on. Whoever wants a shot, we'll do it. But doing it right there at home, I'm pumped. We really appreciate North Arkansas Electric Cooperative sponsoring our post-game show. Their Operation Roundup program awarded 18 scholarships last year to local high school graduates. So we appreciate NAAC and all the work they do with the school district and with the Bombers.
So, guys, once again, Mount Home loses this 42-0. We are going to be third place in the 6A West. Hey, come out tomorrow. Support the basketball teams. 1 o'clock alumni kickoff. Got some fun weeks come. Hey, we want to see you at Bomber Stadium next Friday night, 7 o'clock. To all of our guys back home, Matt Sharp producing back home, Decon back here producing on the computer, Barkley, myself, Tobias.
We know anybody playing in the alumni game? You shooting it up?
Maybe.
What? Oh, baby. Come watch Brad. Hoop it up tomorrow at 1. You don't want to miss it. You Indy?
No.
Come on, Decon.
I don't know. We'll see.
Basketball game tomorrow, Sam?
All right, we'll see. All right. Anyways, we'll see, guys. Lots going in the Bomber world. Hey, next week's going to be a crazy week. Got girls basketball on Thursday. We got Bomber sports on Friday. We got girls basketball on Saturday. It's going to be a busy week for this guy. I'm going to be all over the state calling some games. Check me out on the girls call. If you want to come join me on girls basketball?
No,
tonight, Friday, Thursday night.
Home? Away?
Away. When?
Oh, no.
Saturday?
Maybe on Saturday.
Maybe Saturday.
I'm gonna come. Huh? I'm gonna come cheer you on Saturday.
Home game two against baseball. I got a lot going on this week.
I want to see you put up 20.
Okay, yeah.
I'm expecting 20.
Well, guys, you've been listening to Bomber Sports on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching Bomber Sports Network. We had fun. We hope to see you at Bomber Stadium next week. Everybody have a good night.
When a patient rings the bell after completing cancer treatment, we celebrate one more step toward healing. And with the new UAMS Baptist Health Cancer Center, we celebrate the trusted choice in cancer care. The two greatest healthcare forces in Arkansas have come together to deliver second-to-none treatments with the latest technology, all in celebration of you. Learn more at baptist-healthcancercenter.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's team of over 2,000 employees has one mission: deliver reliable, affordable, responsible power to 1.2 million members across Arkansas. But closings of baseload power plants across America are making this tougher and tougher. We believe in intermittent resources like wind and solar, but the sun doesn't always shine and the wind doesn't always blow. A balance of power game plan that includes every energy resource is a must to keep that Friday night lights bright. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas.
Your business is up against a lot of things these days. Inflation costs, workforce issues, federal overreach. The list of things keeping you up at night keeps getting longer. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, is here to help. We are constantly working to improve the business climate and make Arkansas as competitive as possible. The Arkansas State Chamber, Associated Industries of Arkansas, works tirelessly for your business so you can rest easy. Join us today.
When you share the story of your summer vacation, will people lean in or tune out? When you tell them you spent one morning in a four-story treehouse and that afternoon at the world's largest indoor Tesla coil, you'll have their attention. When you explain that you took your kids on thrill rides and a sunset lake cruise in the span of a few hours, they'll be hooked. And when you say you enjoyed a relaxing soak in the city's famous thermal spring water, well, then they'll just be jealous because they didn't go to Hot Springs, Arkansas. For more info, visit hotsprings.org.
From your first paycheck to your first home, starting your own business, or celebrating your retirement, we're here for all of life's important moments. At Simmons Bank, our modern banking solutions make managing your finances effortless and efficient, so you can focus on what matters most. Simmons Bank, proud supporter of the moments that matter. SimmonsBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender, all accounts subject to approval.
Can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we welcome you into the studio as we continue along on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show. Matt Sharp joining you for the rest of this broadcast following Mount Holmes' tough 42-0 loss at Greenwood to wrap up the regular season. So again, with that loss, looks like Mount Holmes is going to finish as the three seed. The Mount Holmes going to looks like finish in a tie for second place. With at least Shiloh Christian and probably Lake Hamilton too, and Mount Holmes would Shiloh Christian would win the tiebreaker for the two seed. Mount Holmes would get the three seed. Last we heard, Shiloh Christian, who is ranked fourth in Class 6A, was up on Van Buren. I'm not completely sure of the score, and we also heard that Lake Hamilton was up on Russellville as well. Mount Holmes came into this game ranked 10th in the state overall, number three in Class 6A. Greenwood ranked third overall and number one in Class 6A. Again, we haven't really had much in the way of score updates. There was one other game that was played in the 6A West tonight, and that was Solemn Springs hosting a Fort Smith Southside. Now, I did get an update on as we move to the local level. Yellow Summit is actually leading Episcopal Collegiate right now, and in about the with about a minute left in the game, 35-14. So that would be the Panthers, a good way for the Panthers to finish the season with their first conference win of the season. Looks like they'll end up at 3-7 overall. There was one game on the local level that was played last night. Salem defeated Quitman by a score of 68-35. Greyhounds end up winning the 3A2 outright with that win, and also with Mayflower's overtime loss at Atkins last night as well. Elsewhere tonight, Israel County hosting Mariana, Melbourne at Mountain View, and Harrison hosting Pea Ridge this evening. Had not seen any score updates on that one. We have a few other area teams up in action in Missouri as this week is the semifinals of the district playoffs. In the Class 4 District 6 playoffs, it is West Plains up on Logan Rogersville, 27-14 in the fourth quarter. Class 3 District 6 playoffs. Forsyth has got a lead. They're hanging on right now in the fourth quarter. Panthers leading East Newton 31-28. And in the Class 5 District 6 playoffs, in the fourth quarter, Branson is up on Springfield Glendale 43-29. The Pirates came into this game as the top-seeded team in that district. Looking at the Arkansas Sports Media Top 10 games that I haven't yet mentioned, again, don't really have any updates on any of these games. Bryant, who's number one overall and in Class 7A, hosting Conway, who is number two overall and in Class 7A. Number four, Little Rock Parkview, is also number one in Class 5A, playing at Camden Fairview tonight. It is number six, Benton, who is also number two in Class 6A, playing at Marion this evening. Seventh-ranked Fayetteville, who is also number four in Class 7A, made the short trip to Springdale to play Harbor. And number eight, Pulaski Academy, who is also number five in Class 7A, at home against Little Rock Christian, also ninth-ranked Rogers, is on the road, but is a short trip as they stayed in the city to play Heritage this evening. We're going to take another break and tell you about what else is going on tonight in the state. Again, Mountain Home falls at Greenwood tonight, 42-0, as we continue along here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Every player on the football team has an important job so the team can reach its goal and success. Join our team at Lexicon right now, and we'll help you reach your goals and success. Lexicon offers free on-the-job training through our own Lexicon University. We also offer competitive pay, comprehensive benefits, an on-site health clinic, annual bonus program, and more. Check out lexicon-inc.com/football and help us build America one project at a time.
Since 1957, Arkansas Capital has been empowering entrepreneurs, helping businesses thrive, watching communities prosper, and making dreams become reality. Arkansas Capital is a beacon of hope for businesses seeking a fresh start or growth capital by providing a variety of financing solutions. But Arkansas Capital isn't just a financing corporation. We're your partners in growth. Put our 145 years of combined experience to work for you. With over $500 million in loans to facilitate projects, Arkansas Capital is dedicated to your success. Learn more at arcapital.com. That's arcapital.com.
One automobile is the undisputed classic, the BMW 530i xDrive. Saracen Casino is giving the ultimate driving machine to one lucky player. Play all November at Saracen and score entries into the drawing for your chance to drive home in an exciting BMW 530i xDrive from BMW of Little Rock and Saracen Casino. At 40 minutes from Central Arkansas, Saracen is Arkansas's closest place to play.
Saracen Casino Resort, Vegas, Arkansas style.
Gambling problem? Call 800-GAMBLER.
Did you know that Henderson State University offers a nurturing classroom environment with caring faculty who will invest in your career success? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come check us out. Visit hsu.edu/get ready for additional information. Did you know that Henderson State University offers the only aviation degree in Arkansas? You can learn a lot at Henderson. Come fly with us. Visit hsu.edu/aviation for additional information.
What does it feel like to know it matters to others how you're doing? What's weighing on your mind? That you're happy right now? That your body's healthy? And that those around you are taken care of too? Arkansas Blue Cross and Blue Shield has been taking care of Arkansans for more than 75 years, providing health insurance and peace of mind. So you and the ones you love can live your best life your whole life long. Take good care, Arkansas.
Can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Welcome back to the next Power by NAEC postgame show here on Classic Hits 101.7. Again, Mount Tom falls at Greenwood tonight 42-0. They'll begin their postseason run in the Class 6A state playoffs at home next Friday night. Let's take a look at what else is going on tonight. We've already gone through all the games in the Class 7A top five. The only one I hadn't mentioned yet, it was in the Class 6A top five, number five, Little Rock Catholic, playing Sylvan Hills tonight down in Sherwood. Class 5A top five games I hadn't yet mentioned. There was one final from last night. Second-ranked Joe T. Robinson defeated Maumelle 37-15. Late tonight, third-ranked Valley View is at Batesville. Number four, Farmington is at Alma. And number five, Hot Springs Lakeside is hosting their rival within the city, Hot Springs. Number in the Class 4A top five, one final score from last night. Number four, Warren is defeated Crossett by a score of 42-14. It was number one Elkins playing at Huntsville this evening. Second-ranked Mills hosting Lone Oak tonight down in Little Rock, and number three Arkadelphia playing at fifth-ranked Malvern. Class 3A top five, one final from last night. Bismarck, who is tied for the number one ranking, just pretty much dominated Horatio by a count of 58-8. Fordyce is tied with Bismarck for that number one ranking. The Red Bugs are playing at McGee tonight. Third-ranked Osceola is at Manila. Number four, Prescott is hosting Center Point. And number five, Boonville is at Lavaca. Class 2A top five, three final scores from last night. Number one, Carlisle got past Hazen 28-20. Fourth-ranked Murfreesboro ended up losing to Mineral Springs 50-36. And number five, Desark just edged out McCrory by a count of 38-36. Tonight, second-ranked Conway Christian is hosting Bigelow. And in the on the eight-man level, the sanction division, which is classes 2A and 1A, number one, Strong, not playing this week. They're idle. And also, second-ranked Midland is hosting Guy Perkins. And number three, Cedar Ridge, is at home against Augusta. We're going to take one more break, come back, and put a wrap on tonight's broadcast as we continue along here on the next Power by NAEC postgame show. Mountain Home falls at Greenwood 42-0. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
We all have our traditions, from Friday night lights to Saturday morning hunts. These are the traditions we pass down to the next generation. Now, we might have hung up our cleats a long time ago, but come tomorrow morning, we can still put on our camo and hunter orange. Because some traditions last a lifetime. Get your hunting license and enjoy a season of memories, both on the field and in the woods. This message is brought to you by the Arkansas Game and Fish Commission. Hunt natural.
Arkansans have trusted the expert surgical teams at Baptist Health for more than a century. And through the years, we've excelled at surgery that puts the patient first. Heart surgery, orthopedic surgery, neurosurgery, breast cancer surgery, and any surgical challenge you face. At Baptist Health, we put all our effort into perfecting one very particular type of surgery, yours. Learn more at baptist-health.com. Baptist Health, for you, for life.
Finding your place is more than just a location. It's about discovering your purpose, exploring your passions on a campus that feels like home. At A-State, you can achieve at the highest levels, form lasting relationships, and support the Red Wolves, both on campus and in the wild.
Whether you're into research, the arts, healthcare, or maybe something else, there's a place for you at Arkansas State University. Find your place in the pack. Visit astate.edu to learn more.
Little Rock is a place where you'll be amazed by everything that awaits every member of the family. Explore sites like the Little Rock Zoo or hike to the top of Central Arkansas at Pinnacle Mountain State Park, which opened its brand new visitor center in 2023. Learn about the world around us at the Museum of Discovery, a nationally ranked children's museum, and at the Central Arkansas Nature Center, where you can see alligators up close. You can tour the Oval Office at the Clinton Presidential Library and walk in the footsteps of civil rights pioneers at the historic Central High School. Learn more at littlerock.com today.
Enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn ever since I turned 40. I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text FORCE to 42424. Right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text FORCE to 42424. That's FORCE to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
And we welcome you back from the studio one last time here on the next Powered by NAEC postgame show following Mountain Home's 42-0 loss at Greenwood tonight. So again, Mountain Home looks like they're going to be the third seeded team out of the 6A West going in to next week's Class 6A state playoffs. So unfortunately, they didn't get a first round bye, but they will start with home field advantage, which is something they haven't done in I believe it was 16 years. Yeah, the last time Mountain Home had a home playoff game was back in 2008. And so it'll be a good feeling to know that the Bombers will be back in front of the home crowd to start the postseason. And it looks like they'll most likely be playing Sheridan, according to what Brad Tobias and Barkley were saying at the stadium. So we'll have the action for you. Kickoff will be at 7 o'clock. We'll begin our coverage around 5:15 with Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas High School game day, and then that'll be followed by the Bomber Buzz, and then Brad Tobias and Barkley will join you from the stadium around 6:15. And so we hope you will. If you can't make it, we hope to see you out there. But if you can't make it, we'll have the broadcast right here for you. So be sure you tune in. So that's going to wrap up tonight's broadcast and the regular season. Again, we will see you in the playoffs. I want to thank Brad, Tobias, and Barkley out at the stadium. I want to thank Jude. He's been helping me produce tonight's broadcast as well. And I want to thank you for joining us on the air and online at KTLO.com. For everyone at Classic Hits 101.7, I'm Matt Sharp reminding you our final score tonight from Smith Robinson Stadium: the Greenwood Bulldogs 42 and the Mountain Home Bombers nothing. Good night, everyone.
You've been listening to Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7. Tonight's game has been brought to you by Arvest Bank, ASC Warranty, Baxter Real Estate Company, Brad's Home Entertainment, FNBC, General Water Conditioning, James Boyette State Farm, North Arkansas Dental Group, The Salvation Army, Strider Consulting, and White River Materials. Join us again next time the Bombers take on the field for Mountain Home Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.